lied.
How I need an adjective.
This is so cozy. I love this.
How spooky. Can your mom take a picture of us?
Mom. Mom. Mom.
Wait, let me take this off my head.
You guys are seeing this live in action.
She takes a picture through the window like a stalker. We get turned into another short story.
Not us on the Reddit.
Not us stories. On Reddit. Hey, can you take a cute little pic of us?
I think I can. Aww. That was so fun. We're in the coziest, spookiest little fall spot. I wish you guys could sit with us. See what we're seeing. Like all the houses and the leaves.
I know, and us on the... Guys... If you are only an audio listener, please go and watch the visual for this podcast, this episode, because it's so cozy, so sweet.
I'll
so
post
fun.
A picture on the Instagram
mm-hmm.
of what we're sitting.
But you guys should still come and give us a view.
Come on, hey, come watch.
I'm trying to get us views, Sarah.
Anywho, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We have been doing our little spooky
fairy skeletons.
I was about to say that too.
Down your spine.
But I felt like I had a burp.
yeah, we're doing our little another spooky episode today, and today is conspiracy. You guys know what? You guys love it. Maybe you hate it. There are conspiracy theories, and when I was brainstorming like spooky season ideas for episodes, I came up with the whole entire like conspiracy theory idea, and soar. That's what we're gonna do. So you guys sent in your like favorite top conspiracy theories, and I went through them, and then I chose ones, and then I did research on them as much as I could in the time frame that we had, so I might be missing some of these. Okay. And I just want to put a disclaimer out there before we even get into today's episode. Any of the conspiracies we talk about, it does not mean that we believe in them. Honestly, probably don't believe in any of them, if I'm being honest.
We're just going to deep dive into what they are.
It's just interesting to look at. Yeah. That's all. And we're going to keep it fun. Like I said, none of this is like for real. None of this is fact.
Yeah.
This is all just speculation.
It's and a little fun thing to do for spooky season.
Yeah, and I just feel like they're fun. A lot of people like talking about conspiracies, so that's what we're going to do. But do we have... Oh, do you want me to get your Snapple?
Oh, I forgot about that. I can grab it.
No, I can grab it, because it's easier for me to get off than you to get off.
Yeah, for sure. So, I'm waiting for Destiny to go so she doesn't know what I'm saying. So, we just finished our last episode and we tried those Trader Joe's snacks. Oh my god, these people are watching or looking at Destiny's car. Do you think they like it? Like the color? Should I tell them? It's my friend's car. Anyway, we just tried the Trader Joe's snacks from last end of episode. So, I'm full and I'm good for the... No one asked if I was full. But I'm full because they were all sweet. So, I'm like, I can take a break because we have other snacks to try. But I'm good now. Literally no one cares if I'm good, but I'm full. I also have no conspiracy. I don't know what the conspiracies she chose for this, so this is gonna be fun. Just like the spooky stories, like she picks spooky stories. So the conspiracy theories, I don't know. I think I know some of them. We were like talking about it while she was researching and while I was watching one of the episodes, but yeah, this is gonna be really fun, really interesting. I'm not into conspiracy theories. I don't think the only ones I know are from when Shane Dawson did his conspiracies like back in the day, like the ones from like what 2016 when they were like huge. I would watch those because the way he would make those videos, like I would be like, wow, you're onto something. That's all I know about conspiracies, really. I'm not into those, but today I am. Thank you so much.
Literally, guys, my worst nightmare.
Why?
I walked in there and I saw something like crawling on the floor, and then Charlie was literally about to step on a spider. And then I could see in my head was like, it was poisonous and it was going to bite her. And I grabbed her and told my mom, I was like, get a shoe.
Oh my god, another spider.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about our dotes, our drinks of the episode. Yay. And since I went and got yours, do you want to tell them what it is?
Yeah. This morning I went to get a bagel and I knew I needed a dote for today because we were filming more than one episode. And I got a Snapple lemon tea Snapple, but I got the zero sugar one.
Why?
Because all of the Snapple bottles were kind of like turned around, like I couldn't see the flavors.
Aww.
This was the only one I could like read, and I was like on a crunch because he was asking me like anything else. Like, he was ringing me up, but I was like, wait, let me get a drink. So I ran and grabbed it. So I don't know if it's good, but I'll try it.
I'm interested to know like what bagel you got.
I got an everything bagel butter.
Sarah's very interesting. Please let us know while she's trying to open up her thing. Please let us know what you get on your bagel. Do you guys like get like breakfast sandwich bagels? Oh, I really want to. Have you ever had a bagel from the city?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah, it depends where you go. Some of them, but most of them are good.
Because people talk about New York City bagels, and I've always wanted to try
one. My favorite bagel store is the one by my house. I know it's biased, but I think they're the best. They have breakfast sandwiches, too, like with eggs and stuff.
I want to know if you guys do it with breakfast sandwiches, or if you guys do cream cheese, or if you guys do better.
I don't like cream cheese, but I get breakfast sandwiches sometimes, but I'm like, I didn't want like a big sandwich. I just wanted a bagel.
How is that Snapple?
It's actually really good.
Ooh.
Healthy.
Ooh. Okay, and I have the same one as last episode, but I feel like it's just so fun and it's witchy. It's literally Witch's Brew, Alani Nu. Honestly, that's probably what all of my drinks of the episode are going to be, because it is actually 6:30 right now when we're filming this episode, and I have a lot of stuff to do, so I need caffeine.
Yeah. It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a long night.
Spooky night.
Long spooky night. Okay, so we're just going to jump right into conspiracy theories, and Sarah knows nothing about any of these, so I'm going to have such a fun time explaining these to you. Are you so excited?
I am so excited.
Okay, so one of the first ones, so I did go through all of the responses, and then I picked the ones that were A, a lot of them, or B, the most interesting to me, because I had to do all the hours of research.
Yeah.
So, honorable mentions that were mentioned a lot, but I did not include, were aliens, because I feel like aliens are just overly talked about, and, like, I wanted to kind of, well, some of these conspiracy theories are, like, overly talked about, but whatever. Aliens, what were the other ones?
I don't know. I didn't
whatever. Aliens I didn't talk about, but, okay, so the first one we have is staircase in the woods. So, have you ever heard about the conspiracy theory, or just, like, the weird, like, the weirdness of the staircase in the woods?
No, I've actually never heard of this in my life.
Okay, so refer to these pictures. So do you see this?
Yeah, where is this?
See, it's in the middle of the woods, and there is this phenomenon that people say that they go into the woods, and there's just a random staircase that will either A, look like it's, like, from a house. Like, see the staircase that's right there?
Yeah.
They'll just see something like that in the woods, and it's just in the middle of the woods.
Like, this happens frequently, or this is the only one?
Yes. Like, this is, like, a phenomenon that many people experience. What? Especially people who, like, you know, like, wilderness people that work, like, they're, like, they're park rangers or something like that. They, whatever. It's, like, a thing.
Well, where there's stairs in the woods.
Yeah, look. Or, like, this. Like, just
no
a random.
Way.
Yes.
Do you think there's, like, a house that, like, burnt down, but the stairs is all that's
but
left?
No, and it's even sometimes described as, like, the stairs look, like, perfect, pristine condition.
That's interesting.
It is very interesting.
Someone wants to build a treehouse.
So, we have, so I got this from the r/no sleep, funny enough.
On Reddit.
But this guy, yes, this guy was writing in because he used to be a search and rescue officer for, like, some of the U.S. forests. And he actually, there's, like, multiple parts, but he only talks about the stairs in, like, three of them, so I only got those. Also, I don't know, like, what the phenomenon, like, no one's built on, like what they mean
stairs.
And, like, what the kind of, like, backstory is. Maybe I can look that up really quick.
That's so interesting. I'm not in the woods enough.
No. So the guy says, I'm a search and rescue officer for the U.S. Forest Service, and I have some stories to tell. And he actually had a lot of stories. Some of them were very interesting. Like, he talks a lot about, like, missing children and stuff like that. So he has a bunch of bullet points of, like, different stories, and, like, talks about, like, finding different people or, like, missing kids and stuff. And but we're focusing on the staircase in the woods. So this one says, he says, this is the last one I'll tell, and it's probably the weirdest story I have. Now, I don't know if this is true in every SAR unit, but in mine, it's sort of an unspoken regular thing we run into. You can try asking about it with other SAR officers, but even if they know what you're talking about, they probably won't say anything about it. We've been told not to talk about it by our superiors, and at this point, we've all gotten so used to it that it doesn't even seem weird anymore. On just about every case where we're really far into the wilderness, I'm talking 30 or 40 miles, at some point, we'll find a staircase in the middle of the woods.
What?
It's almost like if you took the stairs in your house, cut them out, and put them in the forest. I asked about it the first time I saw some, and the other officer just told me not to worry about it, that it was normal.
What?
Everyone I asked said the same thing. I wanted to go check them out, but I was told very emphatically, so, like, emphasized, like, they really emphasized that I should never go near any of them. I just sort of ignore them now when I run into them because it just happens so frequently.
Wait, that's so crazy.
Isn't that
so no one knows
weird?
How they got there?
And it's kind of like an unspoken thing, like, no one talks about it, and they tell you just kind of, like,
they probably think
them.
It's, like, a negative thing, like, if you start talking about it, like, something scary is gonna happen.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, that's actually really crazy. I've never heard of this.
Yes, no, it's, like, this is such a weird phenomenon, because this one caught my attention because somebody said, like, that was their favorite one, and I was, like, I've never heard of it. Actually, I've heard of it, but, like, I didn't know. It was, like, one of the little slideshows on TikTok that I'd seen somebody talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, this was the part two, and he was, like, so I logged back on tonight, was blown away by the staggering amount of interest that seems to be generated. First off, I'll address a few things you guys have brought up, and he, like, addressed a few things. And he says, there was a lot of feedback about the stairs, so I'll touch on that briefly here, but I'll also include a story. They come in a variety of shapes, sizes, styles, and conditions. Some are pretty
dilapidated,
whatever. Just basically just ruins, but others are brand new. I saw one set that looked like they came from a lighthouse. They were metal and spiral, almost old fashioned. The stairs don't go up infinitely or farther than I can see, but some sets are taller than others. Like I said before, just imagine the stairs in your house as if someone cut and pasted them in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
I don't have any pictures. It's never really occurred to me to try again after the first time, and I don't really feel like risking my job over it. I'll try again in the future, but I can't really promise anything.
That's so weird, 'cause also, like, different kinds of stairs just randomly.
No, that's another thing that's
someone's
very
just
very
cutting
weird.
Up stairs and bringing them to the woods.
No, it's it's weird because, yeah, sorry, I'm trying to find part three. It's weird because, like, when he, like, especially in this story, he, like, talks more about, like, what they look like. Okay. It's weird. So, this one he goes, well, once again, you guys have blown me away with your staggering amount of responses to my stories. There's no way I can respond to each of you individually, so I'm just going to address some common things again, and then we'll move on to the stories. I'm going to write as many as I can think of. In addition to my friend's stories, and I will probably not update again until I get a chance to answer some questions myself, blah, blah, blah. So, he says something about the stairs. He goes, there's a great amount of interest in the stairs, and luckily for you guys, my friend has a story that I think you'll all be very interested in. I'll go into that one more at the end of this update. As for whether or not I have ever thought about asking my superiors about them, I have. But again, I don't want to risk my job. I don't know why you'd be risking your job if you just, like, ask them, hey, I come across stairs all the time in the woods.
Like, I told them, like, no one talks about
but
this.
But it's like, can I know?
Yeah.
You know?
I'd be freaked out if that was my job and there was just stairs and no one told me what they were
I would
about.
Not go to my job anymore. However, one of my former superiors no longer works as an SAR officer, and it's possible that he may be willing to talk to me about it. I'll be speaking to him later in this week, and I'll let you know what comes of that. I don't think I saw any updates about that when I was looking at the other parts, but I think it's at the very bottom. Okay. Yeah, okay. My buddy has been an SAR officer for about 7 years. He started when he was a junior in college, and he had a very similar experience when he first encountered the stairs. His trainer told him almost the same thing mine did, which was to never go near, touch, or ascend them.
Oh, yeah, like what happens if you start walking up them?
I think you just
get to the top?
I have no clue. For the first year, he did just that, but apparently his curiosity got the better of him, and on one call, he broke away from the line and went to go check a set of them out. He said they were about 10 miles from the path where a teenage girl had vanished and the dogs were following a scent. He was on his own, lagging behind the main group, when he saw a set of stairs off to his left. They looked like they were from a new house because the carpeting was pristine and white. He said that as he got closer, he didn't feel any different or hear any weird noises. He was expecting something to happen, like bleeding from his ears or collapsing, but he got right up next to them and didn't feel anything. The only thing he said that was odd was there was absolutely no, like, debris. What do you call it?
Debris.
Okay. On the steps. No dirt, leaves, dust, anything. And keep in mind, it's in the middle of the woods, so this is, like, very peculiar.
Someone just goes and cleans them once a day.
There's a janitor. And they didn't appear to have any signs of animal or insect activity in the immediate area, which he found strange. So do I.
Yeah, me too.
Because you're in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, why is it not dirty?
It's, yeah, very weird. It was less like things were avoiding them, and more likely just happened to be in a relatively barren part of the forest. He touched the stairs and didn't feel anything except that sort of sticky feeling you get from new carpet. Making sure his radio was on, he slowly climbed the stairs. He said it was terrifying because the way they'd been stigmatized. He wasn't really sure what was going to happen to him. He joked that half of him expected to be teleported to some other dimension, and the other half was watching for a UFO to come swooping down. But he got to the top with little event, and he stood there looking around. But he said the longer he stood on the top step, the more he felt like he was doing something very, very wrong. He described it as the feeling you'd get if you were in a part of a government building you had no business being in. Also, that's like a weird,
like, I don't, comparison.
I can't really feel what that would feel like. I've never been in a government building. As if someone was going to come and arrest you or shoot you in the back of the head at any second. All right.
Okay. It's all illegal.
Yeah. He tried to brush it off, but the feeling got stronger and stronger, and that's when he realized that he couldn't hear anything anymore. The sounds of the forest were gone, and he couldn't hear his own breathing. It was like some kind of weird, awful tinnitus, but more oppressive. He climbed back down and rejoined the search and didn't mention what he'd done, but he said the weirdest part came after. His trainer was waiting back at the welcome center after the search ended for the day, and he cornered my buddy before he could leave. He said his trainer had a look of intense anger, and he asked what was wrong. You went up them, didn't you? My buddy said it wasn't phrased as a question. He asked how his trainer knew. The trainer just shook his head. Because we didn't find her. The dogs lost her scent. My buddy asked what that had to do with anything. The trainer asked how long he'd been on the stairs. My buddy said no more than a minute. The trainer gave him this really awful, almost dead-eyed look and told him that if he ever went up another set of stairs again, he'd be fired immediately. The trainer walked away, and I guess he's never answered any of the questions my buddy has asked him about it since.
So he went up, and he's basically saying that when he went on there, like, they couldn't search anymore?
So, like, what he was saying, so what it seems like is because he said, like, when his buddy, they were, like, on a search for a missing girl, like, that was in that area, and the dogs were, like, following her scent, and that when he went up the stairs and stayed at the top of the stairs, and he felt like something was very wrong, and the officer knew.
Yeah, that's so weird. How did he know?
It's like, do you guys have experience with these stairs? Like, is there a stigma?
I wish I knew someone that knew about these stairs.
I know. Let's look it up. Let's look up history of stairs behind the woods.
Like, is that just in that woods, like, where those people are?
No, because he was saying, like, basically his buddy, like, worked in a different, he's, like, also an SAR officer, but he, like, doesn't work with him.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe this is, like, a thing. Stairs that lead to nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so this is like a phenomenon. So like this one that we're looking at, kind of imagine like a cobblestone, like almost like a castle like, but they just lead to nothing. Like they just stop.
Yeah, this one looks like it's in the woods, but like how is it there?
But look, like there's no structure that even looks like crumbled. It yeah. just looks like it's going to nowhere.
Yeah. It looks like it should have had something that was around it.
Yes. So it says, yeah, so this one even says that it's quite normal, that like a lot of people say that they come across these and it's just normal.
Do you think like very far in the past there look, were places there? Oh my god, these are all of the
These are places. So like it says and it literally lists the places that you can go and see these stairs. So there's like Cambodia, Italy, USA, Sweden, USA, Philippines, USA, Germany, USA.
Oh, there's a few here.
Yeah, there's a few there.
Oh wow. That's interesting. It's like the rocks over time just formed into stairs.
And I do feel like this is like a lot of people kind of explain it away. Because that's like a thing with conspiracy theories. People like can explain it away. So they say that basically it's like they can be explained as remains of like an old building that's now destroyed. Mm-hmm. But for example, like his friend seeing like these pristine stairs. Yeah,
like cleaned. That's like his officer guy yelling at him. He's probably yeah. the one that's going to clean them.
No, and this one says, what always strikes observers is the fact that staircases in the woods, even if devoid of context, do not seem abandoned. They always seemed well cleaned, free of vegetation or excrement of animal remains.
That's weird. Why are they clean?
Literally so weird.
I kind of want to see one now.
Like these are like...
If you saw these in the woods, would you climb them? I would.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
I think I would.
Because part of me would be like, is it in my mind?
The stairs?
Yeah.
I would start
like, is this a figment of my imagination?
No. Oh my god, I think I would climb them. I think whoever was with me, I'd make them climb them, actually.
That's awesome.
But I would need someone to climb them while I'm there.
I, like, am trying to find, like, what this means. Because, like, nowhere, like, tells them, like, no one tells me what this means. Like, they just kind like of act like, yeah. Hey,
there's
stairs. So I think that's just what it is that they're just stairs in the woods. And that's just what it is. That's weird. Because, like, even when you look at this photo, like, look, it just stops. Like, there's no building here.
Yeah, that one looks like someone, like, built that and put that in the woods.
And this
that
one, one's I think crazy. Like a, yeah, that's, like, insane. Okay. So we're moving on to our next theory.
Okay.
So this is the This Man conspiracy theory, which mm-hmm. I actually think this phenomenon is getting turned into a movie with Nicolas Cage.
No way.
Yeah, because I saw the trailer for it when I went and watched Saw. So it's basically like everybody, because this is what the theory is. So if you guys don't know, there's the This Man conspiracy theory is that there were, I think it started, so it says This man is a persona who has allegedly appeared in thousands of people's dreams since 2006, but has never been identified in the real world. He was the main focus of a website called Ever Dream This Man, created by Italian sociologist and marketer Andrea Natella in 2008. The website claimed that the first person who reported dreaming about this man was a patient of a psychiatrist in New York City in 2006, and that four other patients of the same had also recognized the same face. The website also claimed that more than 3,000 people had contacted the site to share their stories and drawings of this man. The website offered various people explanations for the phenomenon, ranging from the mundane to the supernatural. None of these theories were supported by any evidence or investigation. However, this is believed to be fake in an experiment to see how many people can trick themselves into believing that they saw him.
Yeah.
And this is like, so there's a picture that I included, and that's like basically what they described the man to be, and they drew it up. And then like when the website posted this picture, people wrote in being like, I've seen this man in my dreams.
Is it just like he just shows up in the dreams, or he's like prevalent in the dreams?
Like they have just seen him in a dream. Like, have you ever had a dream? Well, you just said you don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember my dreams.
But maybe even posing this question to the audience. Have you ever had a dream and it's like somebody you've never seen before? Like you always have yeah. a dream where there's like somebody you've seen.
That you dream about people you've seen or you've known, which yeah. makes me wonder if people like in real life have seen this man somewhere.
But that's the thing, and the whole entire phenomenon is that everybody's just dreamed him and nobody's seen him in real life.
Well, is it just like he's not like average looking man. I'm like, is he just like
yeah, that does average? Not look average. Yeah, I feel like I would see him. He
would freak me out.
Oh yeah,
100%. If I saw him in my dream, I think I would freak out.
But that's the movie with Nicolas Cage that they're making. He's like a professor, and then that's the whole entire phenomenon is that I think it literally is about this phenomenon that people were like, oh my god, that he has been in my dream, like he's always in my dream.
Yeah, it's crazy that people don't realize it until they hear this conspiracy or see that picture, and they're like, and it, oh like, wait,
trigger
I've seen
something
him.
For them, and they're like, yeah. wait, I remember that I've seen him in my dream before.
Yeah, what makes it that everyone sees him? That's weird.
I don't know.
Something in the brain.
But like I said, it has been like kind of explained away. So I did kind of put how in some cases they can be like explained away. Mm-hmm. That it was just kind of an experiment to see how many people can like trick themselves into looking at it and be like, oh my God, I have dreamed of him too. And kind of see like how many people. Yeah, people do weird experiments like that.
And I wish I remembered my dreams because I feel like maybe I've seen him. Maybe he's been in my dreams.
I can say confidently I've never seen that in my dreams.
Good.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Okay, this one is pretty fun, and so I'm somebody who suffers from deja vu.
Yeah, me too.
And I say suffers because I have deja vu at least multiple times a day. Okay. I don't know if anybody else is like
mine's not that frequent, but when it happens, I get like freaked out.
It happened to me yesterday, and you witnessed it.
Oh yeah, we were walking out.
Was that today or was that yesterday?
I don't know, but you were walking to the door and you checked the time.
No, so it triggered because I was walking to the door and I opened the door and I had asked my mom a question and I looked at the time. But mine root from dreams. Like, I can remember, like, dreaming that scenario.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I think it's a dream. But I can remember clearly me seeing it, but there's always something else that happens that doesn't happen in real life.
Okay. Well, I feel like deja vu can also go with your dreams because you dream something and it happens in real life. Either your dream's like predicting something, or I feel like it feels like a deja vu. You have a memory of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And so yesterday when I was like walking out the door, it was the sequence of hearing my mom say the same exact thing that I'd heard her say before and looking at the time being the exact thing and me reaching for the door and where I was at.
Yeah.
And it like comes to you because like when you're in this house, you don't remember that moment, but like then all of a sudden when you're there, you're there.
Yeah.
Deja vu is so weird to me.
It's weird to me too.
Yeah. So I went there. This is from the website because somebody did write in and say that they basically like the whole entire parallel universe is what your deja vu derives from. So what the theory is that there is a parallel universe out there and that is like kind of where you get your deja vu. And we'll go more into this here in a sec. First of all, I want to say how deja vu is caused because I thought that this was pretty interesting. So, says that there's not a pinpoint on it. Because, I mean, you really can't pinpoint it.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It just feels like a memory that you've been through before.
And it's weird.
And happening again.
I hate deja vu so much. And I feel like I literally think I have it all
every day. It's almost like time stops.
It feels so weird. You feel so discombobulated after as well. So it says the current leading theory is that when a situation resembles another similar past situation, our brain simply believes we have already done something. Mm-hmm. They said, in other words, it's just simply a simple trick of the mind that you just kind of think that you've lived this before. You have it. Scientifically speaking, one side of the brain may receive information slightly before the other one on accident. This would mean that one half of your brain would interpret the information as the other receives it. This would create
a delayed reaction.
Yeah. So it says this would create the effect that something happened twice as the other side of your brain processes the same information. Some other researchers believe that it's an electrical malfunction of the brain may occur, causing some memory neurons to fire and the brain's mistaking the present for the past. Regardless of both theories, think of it as a hiccup in the brain, completely harmless but creating weird effects on the mind for a millisecond. And like you said, when you like read that, you're like, oh, that makes sense, but it doesn't to me. Because when I get deja vu, I feel like I've dreamed it. Like, that's what I feel like. Like, I don't feel like oh, this has happened to me before. It's like, I've dreamed this before, and now it's coming true.
In real life.
Yeah.
Well, I always heard that your dreams, like, almost mimic reality. That's why I said, like, people say you see people you know in your dreams. Like, people, when they dream, they think that it's going to affect reality.
Somebody else, like, one of the conspiracy theories that they said was that when you dream about somebody, they will wake up in the middle of the night in their sleep.
Yeah, I hear when you're dreaming of someone, they're thinking of you or something. Like, it's all connected somehow.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that would happen.
Me either, because like our brains aren't all connected.
Yeah,
I don't know. I
feel you like never know. Really, there's like little spooky ones.
I don't know, but anyway, how could parallel universes explain deja vu?
Okay,
this is what we're getting into. The theory relies on the idea that an infinite number of universes exist alongside us that we can't view. So, have you ever heard of like the multiverse? Like, there's like a multiverse theory that people think that there's like a bunch of different timelines and there's a bunch of different versions of you living at one time.
Yeah, well, I think that since space is so huge and never ending, there's gotta be something else out there.
I think I'm too dumb to really understand the whole entire like multiverse thing, and it makes no sense in my mind.
Yeah, that with the other versions of me is hard to grasp, but just like in general, like the universe is so big, like you don't know what's out there. Freaks me out.
It's definitely freaky to think about. So it says an infinite number of you could be strolling around doing different things or the exact same thing depending on your view of the theory. Think of a radio. You can only listen to one frequency at once because they operate at different wavelengths and levels. Proponents of this theory have believe parallel universes may work the same way. Vibrating at different frequencies, these universes could be all around us, but we do not notice them. However, it is possible that for a certain moment, two frequencies could be in phase, allowing for the universe to interact for a short amount of time. Supporters of the theory believe that deja vu may occur when universes are in sync for a short moment. While infinite universes may exist, they have a slight difference that makes them unique. Maybe you grabbed the soap before the shampoo in one, but not in the other. Perhaps you grabbed two chips instead of one. You may have chosen to pour a glass of wine instead of champagne. Small differences. However, some believe that when your actions correspond perfectly, shortly after another, you in a parallel universe, yes, you may be in sync for a moment. This results in the universe overlapping, and you feel as if you just did something because in another universe, you actually did.
That's crazy. I wonder what me in another universe is doing right now.
And that's what the whole entire thing about, like, multiverses is, like, essentially, like, it could be like you're kind of, but you're like tweaking little things, like you didn't grab a sugar-free Snapple,
yeah,
in like another universe.
That's so interesting. That's like when people say, like, we live in a simulation.
That was a big one.
That one always blows my mind.
That one felt like the whole entire, like, I forget what another one was, where it felt like it would take a whole podcast episode to talk about.
Yeah,
and like you would have to, like, dedicate a whole podcast episode to the whole entire, like, we're living in a simulation.
Someone's controlling all of us.
Which that one freaks me out because I hate when you see the videos and they kind of, like, are moving at the same time.
Oh yeah, or like when people say, this one's a silly one. You know how in Horton is it Horton Hears a Who, where people, like, live in that little thing, but, like, outside of it, it's like another world.
Yes.
So people are always like, if you're outside of this, like, there's people bigger than you.
Yeah.
That one's a silly one because Horton Hears a Who is, like, a funny little cartoon.
Do you want to know what makes me sometimes, like, this can't be real? Listen to this. So when I first, like, so I used to go to Anytime Fitness. This is, like, stick with me here. I used to go to Anytime Fitness, and then I switched gyms and went to, like, a completely different gym. Like, you know, like, Anytime Fitness is, like, a franchise, but, like, I went to, like, my gym that I go to now that's, like, a family-owned gym. And this guy that I saw at the gym, no matter what time I went every single day, all of a sudden I went to this new gym, and he shows up.
No way. What are the odds?
And I was like, whatever. Okay. So then there was this one girl that I used to see all the time at Anytime Fitness. You know how I go down and I visit Isaac in Bloomington? I went down to the Anytime Fitness in Bloomington, and she walks in.
What?
This is what I mean. Things like that make no sense.
The simulation things, when things like that happen, actually freak me out.
That's what freaks me out. I think about that every time because I was in the gym, and then, like, because I used to see her every day at that gym. Like, every single day. And she's, like not in the age group of a college kid, because somebody may be like, oh, okay, maybe she goes to college. Like, no, I would see her every day, no matter what time of year it was at that gym. And then the first time that I go to the Anytime Fitness down in Bloomington, boom, she walks in the door.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, like, I wonder, like, how does that happen?
What are the odds?
Yeah.
And it's so perplexing. Or, like, when you would go to the gym and, like, you know, like, you see the same people every day because they're on a routine with you. Mm-hmm. But then, like, say I go, oh, I went at 4 instead of whatever, but then they're there.
That's, like, remember I told you I changed the time of my gym because I hated working out with the older people? I would go, like, a little later, and, like, they were there again, too. And I'm like, literally, how? You go every single day at this time.
No, that's what I mean. There's no way that both of us are going at this time. There's no way.
It's like always weird. Seeing the same people.
Yeah. This is a big one that I decided to indulge in.
Okay.
And that is the Denver airport. So
I've always heard, I don't know what it really is, but I heard that this is a conspiracy.
Have you ever, this is going to be a no, but I don't know. When you used to fly. Have you ever, like, had to be in the Denver airport for anything?
Wait, is that Colorado?
Yes.
I've been to Colorado.
But the Denver one.
I can't. Actually, I can look at my pictures to see, like, what part of Colorado it was. I don't know.
I have. I've been in the Denver airport before.
I feel like I would know, right?
Yeah.
If this is, like, a whole conspiracy.
I can attest to the vibes are off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's freaky.
And I remember I was there in, like, eighth grade or something like that.
Okay.
And it was freaky. It was freaky. So the whole entire thing with the Denver airport, one, people were sketched out by it in the first place because basically there was an airport and it was in Stapleton. And that's kind of, like, where the airport was. Like, there was already, so the Denver airport was built to replace the Stapleton airport. And a lot of people were confused why there even needed to be a replacement in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And also a lot of people started to speculate about the Denver airport because the airport literally went months out of their, like, line.
Okay.
And went $2 billion over budget. $2 billion, yes.
For an airport?
Yes. $2 billion over budget. Over the budget. They went $2 billion over the budget.
What are they doing to that airport?
No, that's exactly this. So
that's weird.
A lot of people began to speculate, thinking that the airport is controlled by essentially, like, a powerful, like, they. And what this means is, like, a group of some sort that you don't really know about. That's kind of what people,
like,
speculate.
Owning the airport,
like, or really, like, being this? Like, being whatever with it, like, they're
putting
involved
their money in it.
Yeah, one of the things that people, like, think is weird is that there was like a whole entire, and this is like what they said was built, there's a whole entire baggage transportation system, and it's like a huge system mm-hmm. that they built, and it's all underground, and it's like huge. They literally spent multi-million dollars to build this thing, right?
Okay.
But it's never been used, and it's never worked. And this is what's weird. So some people believed it was never truly built, and it was a cover-up for the money that was used.
I was going to say, yeah, they're laundering. Like, yeah. They're using that as, like, a side.
Or, like, they think, like, if there's these higher-ups, they're kind of, like, trying to hide, like,
so what
they're
using the money there?
For. No. Because it says it is, like, so, it is known to have, because it's supposed to be underground, and there's known to be at least one level underground, but it's labeled 3 on the elevator, and there's no buttons for level 2 or 1.
That's so interesting. So there obviously there's got to be something.
It's very weird. Like, there's a lot of things that are weird. I've heard that the tunnels form like a hate symbol underground.
Oh,
yeah, they form like a hate symbol.
See, it's things like this where I wish we just had answers.
No,
like, I know there's answers out there,
and we'll get to this.
Okay.
And then it's also rumored, heavy on the rumored, that there's a 5-story underground bunker, and this is theorized that it's used kind of for like a doomsday bunker for the rich or elite, or maybe even something more sinister.
Like, if something happens, they go there.
So that's what it's like theorized, that there's like a 5-story kind of like bunker, and either that's going to be used for like doomsday preparations for like the rich, or there's something more sinister going on down there that we don't know about.
I want someone like average to go under there.
Yeah.
And maybe find they would out never what's come going out, on.
And it says there's also like, if you walk through the airport, the gargoyles are talked about a lot. And I think they said like the gargoyles point to a certain, I tried to like look it up, but then the only thing that came up was something that I'll talk about towards the end, mm-hmm. which was kind of funny. But the gargoyles all kind of like point to like something, like they all kind of like make up something to a direction. I don't know.
Airports use like all the time. It's like when people go there, do they think about this? It's like, yes, everyone knows.
Like whenever there's TikToks people make, like when they go to the Denver airport, they're like, ooh, I can't do this.
Why would I be scared to fly out of the Denver airport?
Oh, no, into I was it? Terrified when we were in there. I had the worst vibes. Also the infamous Blue Mustang statue that is outside. It is 32 feet tall. Yes. And it's named Blucifer. It is the big blue. Have you ever seen this before?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever heard of it.
I shall show you a
Who
picture.
Named it?
I think the... is it, guys, is it the artist that
the sculptor?
The sculptor. And I'll tell you something about the sculptor here in a second.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so if you guys are not familiar, it is basically
it's
a Mustang
sculptor.
No, it's huge. And it has red glowing eyes. And its name is Blucifer. And this is him.
Wait, why is that there? What's like the...
There's no... Just like there's no explanation for the gargoyles, there's no explanation for this.
That's
and
weird.
Get this.
It's weird that's like an airport. Like, why is the airport the place?
No, and
for
if
this?
You've seen the Denver airport, it's like so high class for what?
Oh, really?
It's like the biggest one
well,
that we have
in
the US.
Bajillion dollars.
No, literally. So it's actually, get this, the artist that was making it, the head of the like the sculpture fell on top of him and instantly killed him. However, they kept Shut working up. On the art piece and put it up in the Denver airport.
And they put it back together?
Yes.
Oh my god, what are the odds? Oh my god, that's really
Tell
scary.
Tell me that's not creepy.
Yeah.
Because there's actually a thing that, like, when you work on, like, paranormal, like, movie set, this has, like, been, like, for example, with a poltergeist, the little girl who was, like, in that movie franchise, she died of, like, an all of a sudden, like, unknown, like, kidney disease or something. And then also, like, they would come into the set and, like, the furniture would be stacked up. Like, a lot of paranormal stuff. Like, one person got, like, decapitated on set. Like, when people are working on scary movies, weird stuff happens to them. And tell me that doesn't give you the same vibe.
Yeah.
Of, like, the artist literally got killed by his own work.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm. There are also two secret runways, which are believed to be used by the government. No explanation for this. I think sometimes people just really reach.
Yeah, like, there's just, like, an extra, like,
but
landing
it's, like,
for them.
Kind of theorize that, like, government officials use it. I don't know why they'd be going to Denver, but maybe because
yeah,
it's a meeting
Yeah, I wonder,
place.
Like, why is it in Colorado? Like, why?
No clue. That's another thing. Maybe I just don't know about Colorado and its lore, but, like, that's
Me
just
neither.
Such a confusing meeting place. There's also said to be a time capsule from 1994 buried inside that cannot be opened until 2094.
What?
Which people believes harbors the answers to all of the secrets.
Wait, why can't they just open it?
Because, like, it's like the same. You know the Nickelodeon time capsule?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how we get to open that in however many years? Like, you just don't open a time capsule.
I want them to open it.
Am I going to live to see the Nickelodeon time capsule be opened?
Wait. What did it say it was going to be open?
I mean, it's going to be open in our lifetime. But, like, am I going to live to see it?
I hope so.
Me too.
I want to see when they open this one.
I know. Are we going to live to... No, we're not living in 2094.
94. I mean, it's a possibility. Well, I'll be 94. You'll be 91?
Yeah, something like that.
92?
Yeah. Us just being like on our deathbed, being like, oh, they're going to open it today.
I would be like, you can't put me out until you open that thing. No,
keep me alive, freeze me. That was another one that was like Walt Disney's Frozen somewhere.
I've heard that one.
I've heard that one, but I feel like everybody's heard that. Like, I feel like, then again, everybody talks about the Denver airport. So, and then the fun thing that we're going to end off with this one is that there's actually now a talking gargoyle. And it's pretty funny. One of the things that it says is it's like, welcome to the base for the Illuminati.
What?
Yeah.
At the airport?
Yes.
What?
Like the gargoyle says this. And now the airport kind of tries to poke fun at this in a weird way. So like when there's something
they know caught on.
When there's something under construction, they'll be like, construction or a cover up. Like they put that little thing. Like they try to be funny. Let me pull up a video.
Wait, that's interesting. Gargoyle. Wait, I wonder how, like, I mean, all these things are weird, like the big horse and everything, but I wonder how, like, it started, like who was like, this is weird. Or like caught on to how much money they put into it and like how it's not used underneath.
It started when they saw the project and how much money it was taking, how much time it was going over.
Yeah, like what
we
else
saw
are
the
they
airport
doing?
And all the weird stuff, people just began like theorizing.
Yeah.
Let me see if this
That's so interesting. I wish I had answers. Like these conspiracies are like not annoying, but like I just want answers. Like just tell me what's going on with all this.
What, you never seen a talking gargoyle?
Shut up.
Welcome to Illuminati headquarters. I mean Denver International Airport.
Oh, so they make it like a joke.
Hello.
People probably eat this
Don't
up.
We know
Someone's sitting there.
I think someone's like, and they actually move it. They move it a lot, so they'll move
like
it around.
Kind of playing a joke with it.
They are definitely trying to make it a joke. Which some people theorize that they're like trying to like cover it up.
Yeah,
and trying
like
to
as
be
a joke.
Jokeful about them.
That's really interesting,
isn't it?
I wonder who's like head of all of this. You know,
I don't know.
Like making all.
Oh,
of, like,
actually,
the decisions.
Did see a thing that said like the CEO now of the Denver Airport. Like she tries to poke fun. I think she's been behind all of this. So like she tries to like play into the joke. She thinks it's fun, like the little conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
because she had nothing to do with the original one. She's like a fairly new CEO, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would poke fun at it too.
Yeah, but it's like some people don't know that it's like whatever. And this one girl like went viral on TikTok. I think it had like 1.5 million likes. And she was just like sitting at baggage claim waiting. Sometimes they put it at baggage claim and it'll just start talking. And she was like sitting there and then she heard it say the Illuminati thing. Like, well, we're the Illuminati headquarters. And I was like, oh, I mean the Denver
That's
airport.
Crazy.
She was like, and like didn't know it was a thing.
I mean, they probably know like making fun of it and stuff is going to bring business in.
Do you know how much money that had to cost to make that gargoyle? Did you see the absolute high production value?
I was
going to
say, yeah,
gargoyle?
It looks even like fake. Like it looks like
no, it
animated.
Looks so creepily real and animated.
Yeah,
like you
that's
said,
what I
like
mean.
The way that this thing looks creepy.
Yeah, I hate that. I actually hate that. I'll never go to the Denver airport unless they give me the answers. I'm not going.
Oh no, I think Isaac had to go to the Denver airport not that long ago, and I was like, oh my god. I'm literally so scared. Okay. This one I did in honor of you. This is a new conspiracy.
Yay!
So Sarah was like, I was writing
the
conspiracies.
I had.
And she was like, what about how the Simpsons predict everything? So this one's kind of funny. So if you guys don't know, the Simpsons is basically kind of infamous for predicting, quote unquote, mm-hmm. events. And no one knows how they do it. But some people do not believe this, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I used to watch, my dad, when we were younger, he had a car where it had, like, this two TVs in the back, so, like, kids can watch TV.
Oh, iconic.
And you could, like, put a little DVD in and watch it, and the only movie we had was the Simpsons movie. And every time we were in the car and he would drive us somewhere, we'd put the Simpsons movie in, and he can't obviously see it. He could just hear it through, like, the radio and the speakers. I mean, my brother would always watch it. And, like, by the time he had to, like, give up that car, like, he could recite the movie. That's how much we
Aww,
watched it.
But I love that he was just, like, letting you guys take over the car.
He was probably like, you guys need to, like, be quiet, like, just watch the movie.
Yeah, he would
like
rather you guys be quiet.
Yeah. But he would like be able to like recite the Simpsons at that point. So the Simpsons, not that it was like a big part, but I don't know why that was the only movie we had. And I just like really liked that movie. And then like I would see like on like Twitter back in the day when something would happen, and then they would post, oh, the Simpsons predicted this like 10 years
yes.
ago.
Yes. And that is like what they basically said. So I'm citing collider.com because they made a whole entire thing about this.
Shout out Collider. And
so the way that they kind of explained this one away is that the Simpsons like writers, like if you guys don't know what The Simpsons is, it's a long
really
TV
long.
Series. Like,
it started
I think
a while.
Are they still making?
I think they might be.
It's like South Park. Like, it's never ending.
It's like short episodes, just a cartoon of a yellow family, and they are just crazy.
So outlandish. Yeah. Never watched it, but from what I've seen.
I don't really know if I've watched many of the actual episodes. I just know the movie.
I think I'd have brain rot, but anyway. basically, they have this, like, it's a comedic show that's very outlandish, like I said. So the way that they explain this away is it says, Simpsons Razor, in contrast, is a philosophy stating that the dumbest possible result is often the most likely. The comedy writers on The Simpsons may appear to be predicting future events, but in reality, they are constructing satire barbs that mock society's stupidity by heavily exaggerating
it. They're just calling America dumb.
Yeah, no, like,
because they make dumb scenes and plots, and it becomes true.
They're taking, like, events and super exaggerating them that they think are kind of stupid and outlandish.
But it happens.
And then, funny enough, in the future, it does happen. The Simpson family isn't predicting the future. Our modern society is simply racing The Simpsons to see who can present the dumbest possible outcome for humanity, which I thought was funny. However, it is fun to pretend. So, here's stuff that they predicted. Technically, it is stuff that they predicted. It's just that, like, at the time, it seemed so outlandish and dumb and stupid. This is a new one. I think this is the newest one. So, this is season 17, episode 10, Homer's paternity something? I don't know. They predicted underwater submersible emergency situation, a.k.a. the submarine situation that happened a few months ago that took the world by storm. So,
no way.
In this episode, Homer believes a man named Mason Fairbanks to be his long-lost biological father. The two embark on an underwater adventure in individual submissiles to find the treasure in a sunken ship named something. I can't pronounce that. But Homer gets stuck in coral and his oxygen levels keep dipping. He loses consciousness and wakes up 3 days later in a hospital. In June 2023, many fans noted the parallels with the real-life disappearance of Ocean Gate submersible that was carrying five passengers who were on an adventure to see the ruins of the Titanic at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
That's crazy.
The company lost contact with the submersible, which set out early June 19th with 96 hours of oxygen left and still had not been located as of June 22nd. So,
but I can't believe that one.
Yeah, that one's crazy. That it kind of like, that one's kind of far off, but people were
not, like, that predicted it, but like something like that similar happened.
It's like funny, yeah, that they like did had something similar and took the world by storm.
That's crazy.
They kind of predicted smartwatches. This one's season 6, episode 19 of Lisa's Wedding. So in this one, it's like it was a show like kind of into the future. Like it was an episode that like takes place in the future, and obviously it being Lisa's wedding, isn't that the daughter? So there were several technology jokes that now ended up coming to fruition. So for example, a botched wedding proposal from Lisa's boyfriend Hugh prompts him to call an audible by talking into his watch. In 2013, smartwatches with voice recognition first came out, saving relationships around the world.
That's great. You think Apple was watching The Simpsons, but like, that's actually smart.
Also, one episode did predict Super Bowl winners. Now, when I looked back into it, I don't know if it was like it aired a few days, but then I told you, it aired a few days before the episode. But then again, I was like, but you know when they wrote and created that episode and they predicted like who was going to the Super Bowl and who won it?
Oh, they predicted who was going to the Super Bowl?
And who won the Super Bowl. That's interesting. They were right. They also predicted the Beatles answering fan mail years later. So I think in the episode, it was like one of the Beatles like sends like one of the characters or something like years later. But this was actually true because a few years ago two like women I think who had sent one of the Beatles a mixtape, it's like been years ago that they sent him a mixtape and he like sent it back recently.
Oh really?
And so The Simpsons kind of like predicted that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that one was interesting. They also predicted a pandemic outbreak. I think there's like an episode where they like go through a pandemic and they're kind of like on Zoom calls and stuff.
Yeah, see, they're just like a coincidence that they're like picking these random events and then they happen in real life. Or someone watching The Simpsons is like, well, let's make this real with like the Apple Watch.
I just thought that was fun to talk a little conspiracies.
The thing about conspiracies, I just wish I knew the answers. Like, I just hate that there's like an unknown thing that just goes on. That's just like the stairs. Like, I want
to
know.
I used to be like super big into conspiracies, and then I feel like, because of how much I overthink stuff, sometimes I'm like, people made these up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of, like, use clues. And then a lot of run with it. And then you run with it. And I'm like, I guess I've just kind of, like, desensitized myself to them. Where I'm like, they're not real. People are just kind of, like, using their time and making up these theories.
I feel like people can use it to, like, make stuff make sense somehow.
Yeah.
Or also the ones, like, the flat earthers and stuff like that.
It makes life more interesting.
It does.
As long
truly
as it's not
does.
Harmful. There are some conspiracy theories. It's like, okay, guys, let's chill. As long as it's not harmful, it makes life more interesting. Whatever you want
to think about things.
To think about things. So I thought that was fun and interesting. So. Now to celebrate our little spooky episodes, we're gonna try. We did this last.
We're gonna try some more.
So this is our second half.
Because we bought a lot of Trader Joe's snacks.
Yeah,
fall snacks. They're fall stuff.
Sarah, I was like, oh, which one should we do for the episode? And then we both were like, wait,
there's like
we
nine.
We kind of like blacked out. Yeah, and Trader Joe's and like bought all of their fall snacks. So let me grab them.
I was walking around Trader Joe's. They knew what we were doing when we had all the fall snacks.
Eyes closed, just swinging. Here we have some full snacks. So we can try these first because I don't know what these are. So these are Trader Joe's pumpkin spice batons. These are delicate rolled wafers filled with pumpkin spice.
I'm excited about these ones.
I have a feeling I'm going to hate them.
They're kind of like those hazelnut like sticks. You ever had those ones? Those ones are really good. Destiny, I think you're gonna rate this a 2. She does not like pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin pie or like that. I like pumpkin flavor, like if it's a good pumpkin spice. Ooh, that's really pumpkin spicy. Oh, it's not filled with anything. It's just like a stick. It's literally
no, there's like filling in it.
You don't get a lot of flavor at first.
I don't hate it.
It's really good.
3.
It's like a subtle
3.
I could snack on these. I give these like a 7.
As Sarah's munching on those, we're going to open the Trader Joe's Ghosts and Bats crispy potato snacks. So I think these are just potato chips and little fun shapes.
It's so cute.
Here we go.
Aww.
What'd you get?
A bat. Oh, wait. What'd you get?
A bat.
Aww. Aww. Why is it this color? You know what I'm talking about? Like, what's this made out of?
That's just the color of potato chips. Definitely a strong 7. Because, like, they don't have a ton of flavor. Like, they're not... But sometimes, like, they're too salty.
These are good.
These are good. You said they're not good?
No, they're good.
No, they're good. I could definitely eat this whole bag.
Me too.
It kind of looks like a joint.
The aftertaste of these are, like... They have an aftertaste.
I get what you mean.
Like, this lingers in your mouth.
I don't like it. I love that you said this lingers in your mouth. That's such a good description.
What are you rating this?
I should have strong 7.
Oh, you said 7?
Yeah.
I can eat this. I give this an 8. I'd eat this whole bag.
I would eat that whole bag too. It's just, I say strong 7 because there's not a lot of taste, and sometimes I do like salty potato chips.
Look how I'm holding this.
It's like a joint. Okay.
What's next?
Next up, they are the pumpkin spice teeny tiny pretzels with yogurt flavored coating and crushed pumpkin spice pumpkin seeds. Sorry, Sarah.
Ugh. Enough with the pumpkin seeds.
Someone explain that phenomenon.
I know. I love a chocolate covered pretzel though.
Oh, but at least they're just teeny tiny. Oh, yes, it does say teeny tiny. Like, look at how small.
Aw, these are so cute.
Ooh, I hate the smell. I hate the smell.
Mm. It's definitely a pumpkin smell.
Mm. Chew all the way.
I can eat that the whole thing, too. Oh, ooh. I could snack on those. Ooh. Those are good. They're very pumpkin-y, though.
I've came to the conclusion today, after everything that we've been through, I hate pumpkin. Mm-hmm. But you kind of don't like apple. And I love apple.
Yeah, I don't like the apple.
Like, there were little mini pumpkin pies. I mean, apple pies. And Sarah was like, no, we shouldn't get those. I don't like apple.
I could have gotten them. I would have tried them. You're trying all this pumpkin stuff.
No, but I didn't, like, want them. But okay. I was saying, like, I could eat an apple pie.
Oh, yeah, I can.
But I didn't
I
want
can't
them.
Eat cooked fruit. Like a warm apple.
I love warm apples. Yeah. Okay. Last one we have is Spooky Bats and Cats Sour Gummy Candies. Uh-huh. I, like, all like these. I feel like,
you like, they're gluten-free. You like gummies.
I love gummies.
Yeah. I don't like gummies that are very chewy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if you're going to stick your hand.
I'm nervous. Oh, wait, are they sour? Is that what you said? Yeah. Oh, mine's a cat. Did you get a cat? I think cats and bats.
Yeah, cats and bats.
Mm-hmm. I think yours is a cat.
Not my favorite gummy in the world.
They're good.
I could definitely eat these. I'll give it a 7.
I don't like the way it gets stuck in my teeth.
Oh, yeah, no, these are like too gummy.
I give that a 5. Gummy. I didn't really like that.
I'll give it a 7 because I love gummies, but I definitely couldn't eat like the whole bag. No. But I would definitely eat those. Like, if I was like, oh, I want a snack, I would definitely probably pick
oh, you would
up. Yeah,
I'm glad you have them now.
If I was in the mood, I probably won't eat them, but that was fun.
Are we gonna rank these now?
Yeah, so let's rank them. So what's your number one?
I'm a chip girl. I'm gonna
do
chips.
Say they better be the chips because I'm about to do it, and you have been like eating them as we've been going on.
Yeah, the chips.
So definitely the chips, number one. What's your number two? The little thingies.
Oh, I would say the sticks, the pumpkin stick.
Okay, mine would be the gummies.
Okay.
What's your third? My third would be the little the tunnel things.
Tunnel things. My third is the gummies. I think the last is the pretzels.
Yeah, the pretzels really
I
did
like
it for them, me.
I like the stick better. Yeah. I'm eating this on the chair.
Well, go ahead and you guys go try these and let us know. How favorite? You feel, or if you have tried them. And with that being said, that's the wrap up for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for sticking around and listening. And if, as always, if you guys are listening on the audio, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Make sure you're like all caught up with the pod. Go ahead and go over to the YouTube too. Make sure you subscribe, notifications on, all of that good stuff to watch the visual episodes. I love the visual episodes, especially when we're in person. And all of the episodes in October are in person. So make sure you are getting the ultimate spooky, cozy vibes.
Come hang out with us.
By watching them. Come hang out with us. We all want to be besties here and feel like we're having one big hangout. And with that being said, thank you guys so much as always for listening. We love you.
Thank
and we'll
you.
See you next week.
Love you.
Bye.